You're listening to Tassie and Kana's Faith Conversations on Faith FM. And we're coming to you from Tasmania, right across Australia. We invite you to join our conversation as we read and discuss the Bible. And together, we'll discover how the Bible speaks to us today. I'm your host, Jason Cook. And today, Ben Ashby leads our discussion. Welcome, Ben. It's good to have you back again.
Thank you, Jason. It is great to be here. And today I'm looking forward to finding out, what does it take for you to believe something? What does it take for you to believe something? Today we have Sia and Levi with us, two of the students that go to my school that I work as a chaplain at. And so I'm very grateful that they are here with us. Jason, we have a book offer, and today's book offer is, I think, a little bit of a special one, because today is actually our last episode on our journey through Acts. Mm. And the book offer for today is somewhat of a whole, not a summary of Acts, but one of the main characters, Paul.
Yeah, it's called Paul's Journey from Tarsus to Rome. This is our book offer. We're going to give you full details at the end of the program, so stay listening. But our code, you can write it down now, TEF17 is the code. TEF17, text that into 0488 880891. Now, that's our show number. We'd love to hear from you. If you've got any questions or if you've got any feedback, we'd love to give our students some feedback. If you've got something to say, let us know. Text us in and I'll pass that on to them. Now, Ben, we've done 17. This is our 17th episode.
Wow.
Of Tassie Encounters Faith Conversations.
Yes.
You can listen to every one of those episodes online.
Yes.
At faithfm.com.au, or you can download the app, Faith FM Australia, and you can find our Tassie Encounters Faith Conversations program on there. Every one of our episodes is there if you want to follow through from the beginning of our,
absolutely,
our conversations right through to today. You can do that on the app.
And I think it's a great opportunity, if you do want to do that, to read the passages in between, because we have not gone through every word in the book of Acts. We've just kind of picked out some key
interesting bits,
some interesting bits, and we haven't got all the interesting bits. There's other interesting bits in there. And so this is an opportunity. You could just decide, I'm going to listen to an episode and then I'm going to read in between, and then I'm going to listen to an episode, read in between.
Yeah, so do that. Catch up on faithfm.com.au or the Faith FM Australia app.
And keep tuning in, because we will be going somewhere else.
Into another part of the Bible.
And we are going to go on that journey again. So we would love to have you there with us.
We'll give you a teaser at the end of the program.
Ooh, look out. Okay, Levi.
Yeah.
I said at the start, I'm interested in knowing what it takes for you to believe something. Now, this, we're on Faith FM. So the initial knee-jerk reaction might be to talk about how you've believed in Jesus, how you've believed in your, like, how your spiritual journey has developed. But we believe in a lot of different things. Sometimes, you know, like it's believing that we hope everyone on the road has a license and knows how to drive. you know, we go out and we kind of believe.
I believe that that's not true.
Well, true. but I guess we have some kind of belief that we're going to have safety, or we're going to get
most people are licensed.
Most people, and we're going to get to where we are trying to go, generally. But I don't mind where you go, Levi. What does it take for you to believe in something?
Hard evidence, proof, or experience. That's what it takes for me to believe. Like,
I do want you to explain. Tell me those three things again.
So, hard evidence.
Hard evidence.
Experience.
Experience.
And just some kind of proof.
Proof. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so, for example, like, I live quite far away from town, from Hobart. It's not actually that far. So I often get other people to drive me places.
Sure.
And so often the first time I'm driving with someone new, it's like, not that I'm driving, I'm in the car with someone new.
Sure, yeah.
It's like I'm thinking, am I going to be safe? Like, most of the time I have trust in them.
Yes.
But Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like there's not, you don't have a 100% guarantee that they're going to be an incredible driver.
Yes.
Yeah. It is funny sometimes you hear them like road raging, and that's fun. That's very fun. Yeah, that's some experience that I've had.
Yeah. Mm. So proof, hard evidence, and experience.
Yeah.
I do think that's interesting because I think often we don't actually put experience as one of the things to help us believe in something. However, experience is probably one of the largest factors into why we believe something. Now, Sia, what does it take you to believe in something?
Oh, I think it would be the same factors as Levi said. Just this morning I was talking to my sister and I was away last week on trip, and so my sister apparently had the day off. I hadn't heard this from my parents, but she's like, no, I had the day off. And I'm like, you sure? Like, you just kidding? And so it took me a while and I still don't fully believe her, but I'm going to ask mum and dad later.
I think she did.
I don't know.
One of the days I didn't see her. And it's like,
I don't know.
So maybe.
Come on, we better not sort this out on radio.
Yeah. So yeah, hard proof and stuff like that. Yeah, I need that.
Fantastic. Jason, do you have anything you'd like to add about what it takes for you to believe in something?
Look, I think these kids have really summarised it pretty well.
Yeah.
I think there's got to be evidence. And maybe there's one more thing for me.
Mm.
It's got to make sense. Mm-hmm. There's got to be logic to it.
Yes.
Yep.
There's got to be reason to it because I'm not going to believe in something that I can't reconcile within my head as being logical and sensible.
Mm. So what we're going to dive into is Acts chapter 28, and we're going to start off in verse 17. And what we've been doing is we've been going through the book of Acts. We've been tracing the growth of the early church from Jerusalem to the edges of the Roman Empire. So Jesus has ascended. The Holy Spirit has empowered the disciples at Pentecost. There's been thousands of conversions and there's been persecution that's been carried out. But despite this persecution, this good news, this gospel message has been spreading beyond Jerusalem. Key figures like Peter and Paul have played instrumental roles in the spreading of this gospel. And we started with Paul's dramatic conversion, because once upon a time, Paul was against this movement, and then he has an encounter with Jesus, and that inspires him for the rest of his life to keep sharing this good news. And we get to a place here at the end of Acts where Paul is actually incarcerated. He's been arrested. He's being put on trials both in Jerusalem and then being taken to Rome to be put on trial there. And as he is in this situation, he's still reaching out to churches and he's still reminding people that this message, this good news message, is for everybody. Yes, it was for the Jews, but since Jesus has come and he's established this new covenant, it is for everybody. And what we read in the Bible is it talks about the Gentiles. And when it talks about the Gentiles, we're really talking about anyone else other than that Jewish people. So if you're not Jewish, you fit into that Gentile category, even though you've probably or maybe never heard of that before. So the church has debated this inclusion, but they've definitely come to a conclusion that it's salvation by grace. It is for every human being. And Paul has been arrested. He's gone through these trials. And now he is getting near the end of his ministry. He goes through a shipwreck. But then we get to Acts chapter 28, verses 17 to 24, and we're going to have Sia read for us. And I would just like to pray before we tap into the scripture. God in heaven, thank you that you've given us your word. Thank you for the opportunity that we've had to go through Acts. And please open our minds to your wisdom and your knowledge and your care for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah. Okay, so this is Acts 28, starting verse 17. So 3 days after Paul's arrival, he called together the local Jewish leaders. He said to them, "Brothers, I was arrested in Jerusalem and handed over to the Roman government. Even though I had done nothing against our people or the customs of our ancestors, the Romans tried me and wanted to release me, because they found no cause for the death sentence. But when the Jewish leaders protested the decision, I felt it necessary to appeal to Caesar, even though I had no desire to press charges against my own people. I asked you to come here today so we could get acquainted and so I could explain to you that I am bound with this chain because I believe that the hope of Israel, the Messiah, has already come. They replied, "We have had no letters from Judea or reports against you from anyone who has come here, but we want to hear what you believe, for this is the only thing we know about this movement. For the only thing we know about this movement is that it is denounced everywhere." So a time was set, and on that day a large number of people came to Paul's lodging. He explained and testified about the kingdom of God and tried to persuade them about Jesus from the scriptures. Using the law of Moses and the books of the prophets, he spoke to them from morning until evening. Some were persuaded by things he said, but others did not believe.
Thanks, Sia. So as I look back over that passage that you've just read, there's a couple of things that jump out to me. Mm. Paul here, he's absolutely resolute in his mission of sharing the good news. And it doesn't matter that he's been tried, that he's incarcerated. And
so he was under house arrest at this point, was he?
Under house arrest. Yeah. And so he's still able to communicate with others so people could come and visit him. And that's actually where we get a number of the letters that are recorded in the New Testament, where people would come and visit him in prison and he would talk to people and those people would write that down and then take it back to the respective communities. And as I look down, one of the things that really jumps out at me is that he testifies about the kingdom of God. And then it says in verse 23, using the law of Moses and the books of the prophets. Now, one of the things that I think often as we're having these spiritual conversations and we're reading things in the New Testament, we kind of just take for granted that those people had the Bible, as in they had the Old Testament and the New Testament. But when this is written,
they didn't have the New Testament.
They didn't have the New Testament. The New Testament didn't exist. And so what Paul is actually saying, he's actually saying there's a whole lot of scriptural texts, the books of Moses, the prophets, and out of those books is what leads to Jesus. And I know sometimes there's some hard things potentially in the Old Testament and you know, they're worth investigating, but I think you would be missing something massive if you got rid of the Old Testament, because this is what Paul uses to say this is what was leading to. Jesus was the culmination of this. Now, Jason, I want to come to you as I ask a question here. We've talked about belief, and it seems like the people have been listening to Paul. Some are persuaded and others aren't. I'm thinking, I know that you're married, Jason. And when you have spoken to your wife or when she's spoken to you, there is a hope that you will hear each other. What does it look like to really hear someone?
To really hear someone, I think you have to not only just hear the words.
Yes.
But sometimes be aware of what else is going on surrounding those words. To put it in the context of what, you know, what's coming out. So if my wife's having a hard day and there's been some issues going on at work,
sure.
It's not just about the words that are coming out of the mouth, it's also what else she's experiencing. And yeah, there's more to it than just the plain words.
Mm. Kids. That's a bit mean, isn't it?
Yeah.
See, you have grown up in a home with parents and you are still maturing.
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like for you to feel heard? Because I reckon almost all parents fail to hear their kids at certain points.
Yeah.
What makes it? What do your parents do when you feel heard? What does that look like?
I would have to say it's kind of when they can see things from your perspective. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, they understand what's going on around it, and they can, see your perspective and you can see theirs, and you can help to understand each other and, hear each other better.
Okay. And I think that goes into adulthood and as we go into that. And I think Paul has been talking to people. Some people have probably been hearing well. Some people haven't been hearing well. But as we get to the end of Acts, Luke kind of sets things up. And I think in some way he's actually throwing the gauntlet down and reminding people, hey, Paul has done this whole thing. He's going to face death. He's in prison. His life is going to end due to his passionate spreading of the gospel. And as we have our final episode in Acts, I think we need to touch on what is the significant thing that persuades you about Jesus? What is the specific thing that if someone was to say, your life might be harder, or you might experience things, might be complicated at work, might be complicated at school, what is the thing for each of you that makes you go, no, I am persuaded in Jesus, and Paul was willing to die for it. Levi, is there something, what is the significant thing that persuades you to believe in Jesus?
I think all the evidence of how the Bible's true is really helpful. Like often I'll read the Bible and be like, oh, okay. Yep, it says this, it says that. Great. But when you look deeper into, like, not just the Bible but other things, there is, like, actual proof.
Yes.
So there's, like, sites that...
Archaeological evidence.
Yep, that's that's it. Or there's, like, things how we know, oh, this person went here or they lived here.
Yes.
Or so all the evidence, coming back to our first question, hard evidence and proof is really helpful.
So I think that is something that is relevant, and I think that is something that many people in our society have thought about. I know almost every year Time magazine has a cover called The Historical Jesus.
I'm going to ask you a question though, Ben.
Yeah.
We all have the same evidence.
Yes.
But some people choose to believe and some people don't.
Yes.
Same thing here in this little story,
in
this little passage.
That's right.
Some believed, some didn't. What's the difference?
Yeah.
Can I jump in?
Sure.
Willingness.
Okay. Yeah.
Willingness to believe and have that idea, I think, is a big part of it. Just like being able to, willing to be able to see it. And some people might look at it and go, okay, but that's just a story. Or, So willingness is a big part.
Being open-minded.
Yeah, open-minded, exactly.
I think also experiences, if you have experiences with God working in your life and stuff, that really helps.
Yeah.
It's a personal thing as well, not just, you get given facts, which is very impersonal.
Mm.
But, once you have an experience, it can also, just change your views as well.
I think experience is really important. I know John Lennox, a Christian apologist, he shares a lot of things. And one of the things when they talk about this is, how do you know your wife loves you? Like, what's the evidence that your wife loves you? And he can't really give anything factual or proof, but he can share experiences. He can share there's something that's happened. And I would like to think that as people delve into this scripture, maybe they go through this journey of Acts, that they reach out and they maybe say a prayer and say, God, I like the idea of this. I wish it was true. If it is, reveal yourself to me.
Mm.
And I'd encourage you to pray that prayer, because what you're saying is there is good evidence. There's no slam dunks, but there is evidence. But it's going to be an experience. It's going to be something that's unexplainable because you're connecting with the spiritual realm. And when that becomes real and palpable for you, that, I believe, will be the most persuading thing for you.
Absolutely.
Jason, it's time to wrap up.
It is. And we've got our book offer. Let's do it.
This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
Our book offer today is Paul's Journey from Tarsus to Rome. TEF17 is the code. To Live in Christ by Rex D. Edwards. Introducing the Apostle Paul, you thought you knew. Feel the heat of the confrontation between Christians and the Jews in Antioch. Sit in the dungeon with Paul and Silas as the earth moves beneath you and iron bars twist open for your supernatural release. Travel with Paul to breathe on the fires of early churches and igniting on the life of the gospel that will spread around the world. Though the Apostle Paul has been called a lot of names, but who was this impossible personality? Whether you're a critic or a defender of Paul, simply curious about the man whose writings make up the majority of the New Testament, you will be fascinated by the results of this man's research, Rex Edwards. So that's our book offer. Text us in TEF17 to 0488 880891. Next time, we're going to start on the book of Exodus.
Yes, we will. It is going to be a very exciting time to go. We've picked up the story of Acts. This is post-Jesus ministry and his resurrection. And what we're going to be doing is looking at where did this all start? What was the journey? What was pointing to Jesus?
Awesome. Do join us then, and maybe we'll have some more students come back in next time. Maybe Levi Sear, maybe somebody else.
Thank you.
Who knows?
God be with you.
It's been great to have them here and all of our other guests as we've walked through the book of Acts. Thank you again, Ben. As we go out today, this is Keith and Kristen Getty. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Thank you for joining us for this series through the book of Acts. And do join us again next week for our start on the book of Exodus. May you encounter Jesus more today and each day.
How can it be the one who died has borne our sin through sacrifice to conquer every sting of death? Sing, sing hallelujah.
This program has been made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.